With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Dozens of New Year's Eve partygoers are presumed dead, at least 100 injured, after a fire swept a popular upscale party spot in the Swiss Alps. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
The fire broke out at the La Constellation bar just after 1 o'clock this morning, local time, following a series of explosions. The bar was reportedly full of people celebrating the new year. The fire service, ambulances, and rescue helicopters are at the scene. The cause of the fire is unknown, although some unconfirmed reports suggest the explosions may have been fireworks going off in the cellar of the bar, which perhaps triggered the blaze.
Investigators are working to pinpoint the cause. Biting cold did not deter hundreds of thousands of New York's revelers from packing Times Square last night for the traditional ball drop. It came as New York City got a new mayor.
Zoran Mamdani made bold promises to transform New York City as mayor, including free child care, free buses, and a rent freeze on rent-stabilized apartments. But can he do it? The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist faces intense scrutiny. His rent-free plan may already face headwinds after the outgoing mayor made final appointments to a local board that determines annual rent increases for the city's rent-stabilized units. Mamdani has said he remains confident in his ability to enact the freeze. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump's crackdown on suspected narco-terrorists continues. The U.S. military says it has blown up five more drug-smuggling boats in international waters. Wall Street is closed today. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all ended yesterday in the red, trading to resume tomorrow. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says young people are rejecting socialism.
The popular evangelist was asked by Fox News why millennials and Generation Z are suddenly reading the Bible and attending church. Graham says, quote, "I think they have been fed the lie of socialism, and socialism is basically anti-God. They have been turned off, I think, by this, and they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more." The president of Samaritan's Purse also thinks the assassination of Charlie Kirk has galvanized young people. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Israel are preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western nations, long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise recently. It simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time. The simulated crisis imagined a surge of as many as 800 immigrants per day. This is SRN News. If you're not sorry to see 2025 end and you have high hopes for this brand new year, it appears you have plenty of company.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2025 as one of the best years ever. 14% think it was an excellent year, and 19% rate 2025 a good year. However, 38% of Americans give 2025 a poor rating. The 39% who rate 2025 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 36% said the same about 2024. The survey of 1,234 American adults was conducted on December 21st to the 23rd by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died, complications from kidney failure. He had faced health challenges for years, but his dedication to music kept him going. Richard Smallwood was 77 years old. More details at srnnews.com.